तुमसिखा तुखाम खत्तमान पीटिकी युथुक्तम नीथालुकी समगुम्योंग खत्ता नीथालुकी तमान की उचिखत्ता खत्तोंग तो कनखुक स्कूल मन्ना पिनगुना को यहाँ मत्तुम तुंगी नम मत्तुम तुंगी पिटुक चली इंग लुकुताीट मगुत चली चल जाऊ मत्तुम तुंग मन मन्नाको हम सब कन्नौज का जा सकता हूँ मगुत कन का सुनी सकल तम
कन्नौ का संका असत होनी पिंगलिंगात ओके माइकल आई वांट टू थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक बिफोर यू एंड माय नेम इज माइक जेम्स आई एम ए सीनियर एट अलकन हाई स्कूल आई एम रिप्रेजेंटिंग माय सिविक्स एंड अलास्का हिस्ट्री क्लासेस एंड आल्सो रिबेका डेमियन वी एज अलास्का नेटिव्स हैव लिव्ड हियर फॉर थाउजेंड्स ऑफ इयर्स And during these years, we have adapted to the changes in our environment. Now we face problems of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Many elders of the villages are not well educated and don't have the provisions and don't understand the provisions of the act. With cooperation, I believe we can educate them. Many people believe that after 1991, they will have to pay property taxes on their land. No one but the city municipal government can levy property taxes. The problem with disenfranchisement is those who are born after December 18, 1971 and cannot own stocks in regional corporations They can be included through the wills of their parents or relatives. Many people are afraid that they will lose their land to outsiders. They cannot lose it unless they sell it. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike James, senior in Alhanami High School. निम्कुथनी सिविक्स नलास्का हिस्ट्री क्लासेस ता कुथोक पिट खुकि मा ताइ खुकुत कन कनोत नलोकी ओच न रिपेका जस्ट रिपेका सिख का कन ना जक ओ नो ओके ता न लो पिट खुकु बिले ने रिपेका दे मैन कोन कुता हमानी मकुमेनी युपिनी अक्का imo kun kang wa pagan ta ma yak ne ruta ma ni u ta sul ga ko ta ma ku mi ngulu ta to ai lu ko u ta yak su ta ma tum kho ni agan ka su u tung lu ta man na alaska native claim settlement act tak pe kho kan ran ji la but kho ma ko ta ma tum kali ka mo gris ngan ge tu ta ma tum su alaska native claim settlement act kho kan khe kha chali ta ge ngam af kna ki तकुगाम हुक चली खुद खुद तपिकुम ता चली मगुत ली मरे जिंगु थोली चखलो की तारे इंग फकलो की पिकुम ता सोखल ता चली नहुच खाते उकुत चली यु कोगाम सको म्योख को काम नुनापुत थोनी प्रिखनायु खुकु ता मखनायु खुकु 1991 किंग ओरनी चली नुनात हुतामान टैक्स खियाख नायु खुकु तमाक थोखनी इसी नो म्योख खनी तो अतन टैक्स के आँख नहीं तो तब हम होक इम कुत्ता नुनत मगुत्ता सिटी निक पिलस खेता मैंने सब कवर्मेंट्स तमाक थोक तब हम टैक्स के आँख से कर पियो कुनंग मगुन का पियो तो पी पीत निक अतं होक चलिए मुकुट किंगो ले आपुत्ता ना सिवे रोचुन नहीं चाकुत तो अतन होक चनी इल्दा वखका या कुत चली स्टाकन खलुतुं शेरन खलुतुं लेम कोनी नेशनल ओरिजिनल कॉर्पोरेशन नानी चली मानी नुनम थे इम कुत चली अंगाय क्वारी तो हा अलंगा खलुत चली Sattaus kun sari tamakun ko unis biksuluki pa chi biksukul pi yo maluki am sagat ko yut aling lakut mai yu kunun nasan ktki sutung nun nak na yuk sutung nun nak ngai de thok nun nak us ngai de thok ta kam ko tun nak kun khthu tama nunatung sewatung nun nak utsikut
Hi. Hello, my name is Anna Marie Moore. I'm a senior at the Imanak High School. Some of my comments about the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act are, I do not think that it is fair for the afterborns of 1971 to be left out and not be considered shareholders. Even though they are natives, I think that they have every right to become shareholders because they will, and I myself will be the future Native leaders. In other words, they are going to be our future Native leaders. If they are not considered shareholders, who will control the corporations and the land? I think the Alaska Native Settlement Act should be rewritten so that common everyday people would be able to read it and understand it. As it is written now, the only people that can really read and understand the act are the lawyers. I do not think that it is fair for the people who are born after 1971 to not have any say because we are the ones who are going to be affected by it. And the next generation after that. The older people are not going to be here all the time. We are the ones who are going to be affected. We should understand and be able to read the act. I think that it should be rewritten so that people like me could understand it. I would very much like it to be taught in schools where the future leaders can understand the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. I would also like to see that the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act be extended enough for the future natives to understand. I would also like to see the Native culture kept alive for the younger generation. I feel that it is important for everyone to know what their ancestors were like. I would like to see it be carried out to the future generations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sihwanikwa Anna Marie Mora Nuluni Kanhtukka Senior Aluni Mani Imanga High School Ami. Matumtungin kanzok kuyak halu ni claim settlement act tum kanhtuk. Manakuk ka pictures yan kasi kung nakakuhat na ilako ilo ta mako nagilamp nagkingo lamp nagpisat ta ako tuhok tama ko ta umiyak naksa ko to ni taum 1971 ang kingo kniyukat yipingo ta ko jamming of kung mako mingulutang ilakak kaya kapatuk ka pai chit kun pif knaki tama ko thuk ka ilak knaki pikam sting khoni gitl gut stai chi kut man nu na but corporation na but lo sisu khoni kwa up tuk ka ilaga ut khana lo ni matte mun na gitl gus kat khun nu na ut sting corporation na khtang lo Jalih kok si koni tak koni ilaga utkhaluni tamagut hoking uliani tamatum koni unisviksukuya kay site nukoni cooperation nakteng man na nunna singkugul rutsukuki man natuwok jali atam atlangasunak sa kok andas kana ito claim settlement act takim kusisaluku hok taring nagiluku naksunagiluku yung pichatun nakkuni utaring akkaluku Kotoh mai asengau cimak ngem kutuk tam ki meng lawyer poki kilis pit ki meng kok tama ku tari ngemat. Tama na kok ka ngasi tok kasin ritok kok kong kutun kok ka ata lo kasian ritok ka kok mempil liak sin ki mi sin tari ngemma. Kong kota hok pit kete tama na takumak tama kutuk ka nani akmak pil liak sti tama tum ek tam
Thank you very much, students. May we keep the papers for the collection of the students' statements? Thank you very much. Perhaps now we could hear from Darlene Westlock and Darlene Westlock.
Hello, my name is Darlene Westlock. I'm a junior of Imang High School, and I feel that our generation is a lot different from my parents and forefathers. The difference is that our parents and forefathers lived freely off the land, while we right now depend on modern equipment, and now our older generations see that they say that they were happier then than they were now. And right now, we as younger generations have to explain in detail and go through papers and everything else that they had to go through, that they did not have to go through long ago. Thank you.
Nunam kayangan security ni katulot ng yusud. Tawagam ko sa ito ayok kuna ng matum tao yusud mong security ng saliyat to kumilaw tung. Saliyok kung kutani umyok sa kaya, siyulat ito kan khalak tut akai mo me yul khum khni suk ang lan in lu tung acha yul khu tma i hok taun to kha kat makut tot na yo kun ram ang asir sungi na srit chali hok man na li tak ka chali am khing ei na khlo ni matung chali matung tung ngin na cham li tak ham tung ngin kali ka khlam khe na khlo ni Tak ni kok kali kami kan kena teng ciulia putih aku tuh ni ciulia mengkan nut kita tuh lu ke yusud. Sali kuat sama ke sekolah saya dengan kami cap nak sedang sali yus kata mana kata mana.
Thank you. Well, I think it's helpful to listen to what the students have to say because they are not only going to be the leaders of the community, but they are affected as some of them as shareholders and some who, of course, didn't receive shares, since those who were 12 years old before December 18th, 1983 are shareholders. Those who only turned 12 after that are not entitled to receive shares, and I suppose you have students at the school, some are shareholders, some are not, some even in the same class, and of course children in the same family, some are shareholders, some are not. And so I'm really interested to hear what the students have to say about these questions. Could we hear from Jim Carden?
Yes, I'm Jim Carden. I'm a resident and teacher in Mnemonic for the last 8 years, and I'm probably as nervous or more nervous than my students. I'd like to point out that it's a well-known fact that the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is a very unique way of a government treating with its native people. The other day on TV, they had a speech by Ramsey Clark when he spoke at the AFN convention in October of this year. He was one of the negotiators for this act, and he pointed out that their original purpose and intent was to provide land for the native people to have for all time. That was their intent in going into negotiations. However, through compromise, etc., the land question was tied to the corporation. This, in my opinion, then makes the corporations very unique. These native corporations are set apart from any other corporation that I think we know of. They're unique in that they not only hold the money that a normal corporation would hold, but they're unique in the fact that they hold the past and the future of the native peoples. The past, the heritage, and the future is in the hands of the corporation, the shareholders, and the board of directors. I submit then that the corporations, through their leaders, have a unique obligation to their shareholders, an obligation which no other corporation has. I feel it's their obligation to protect this trust, and at the same time, I submit it's their obligation to educate their shareholders in regard to the rights and responsibilities. It's my opinion, personal opinion, that as of this date, the corporations are not, I feel they are failing in this unique responsibility, and it's becoming a very critical question, very critical item as 1991 approaches. The corporations seem to be working in the traditional sense. They're working to be successful economically. They're investing money, doing all things that a normal corporation would do. And fortunately, they seem to be succeeding in this regard. But in my opinion, they should be using some of their resources, some of the tremendous resources available to them, and make an effort to educate not only the young, but the old shareholders in their rights and responsibilities as shareholders. Last night, Martin Moore and others said that they have noticed no big changes, nothing drastic since the land claims passage. Again, I would submit that unless the corporations live up to this obligation of educating their shareholders, come 1991, there is a possibility of drastic change. Change that is not possible right now because the people cannot sell or trade or divest themselves of these shares. Again, earlier today, Mr. Andy Kelly here stated, we have to educate our young people. I say the corporation, both village and regional corporation, has the obligation to educate all shareholders, young and old. I don't feel that they have or are meeting this obligation, and I'd like to see either, I don't know how it can be done. It could be done through corporation leaders coming to the schools, talking to the kids, corporation leaders perhaps working with educators to present materials, corporation leaders giving educators some direction as to the information and the type responsibilities they feel that their shareholders should have. That's one point I'd like to talk to. I'll give Andy a chance and then go on to one more.
Unakoni Jim Carton, school of Tilakat Pamani High School, me 8 years mani chalil chalishoka, imangami school of Tulunia. Makunko is an apnegli chaliluni Pamani. Tasukoni Kank took TV Mikutang Shok or Ramsey Clarkam Kansramka Manapit Kugua. Kansok Hoktani, Ironica has a Muktum and land claim Salam Naktakmat Makutoni, you beat Pit Kluguia, Asokchi Askat Pit Klugunamka Mandakoni land claim Salam Naktaka, Birchot. Tana Hoktai Nankalrasunimutanayoka, cooperation up with the Makut, Jingi Likluki, Matuman, Nunamtun, the little ghost Kaksuki Taksosinet.
That's regional and various corporations.
That's okay. Takukoni Yamazuka, regional corporation, village corporation, Tamakut, Lukakaksuki. Tamakut Awani Psilhutta, Tumak, Kalukitali, Ukani, Akishit, Kitukakaksuki. Corporation at Tamaku, the Chadiakank to Tamaku, shareholder at Koninas of Kafnaki. Tang was honey, she was seen the corporation nominee Ilan Richako, Tang Hoktang was honey. Corporation at Tokmakut, Akim Tungin, looks at the Changat Skafnani taught Nikhilkotoka. Jolly Hotten Katarishi Yaksaunatan, Tangum Chute Fokholoting. Tang Tagam hook school laksana muntamanatan rituk, makut hook or shareholder, I mean, corporation of Tamakut state. Tamatum hook chaldan kakaoyakut, national rich kakao luki. Upin of Kunati hook town at Kiskun in 1991, imkuzilukta hook pitchy kago, tatam chasun ayokluta, chali chamuk, chimishpalram. Tkiskantaun alapan nakhluta chali chimishpati nik chali tang chikluta. Corporation at Homagutta Achakhlutung tamatim chaliakan chakut, makut shareholder at ng lichakluki, akasangwata, nutarangwata, pitchat and corporation at ng shareholder and ratsigut. Chief list at Homagutta. Chalice Hutung Honim Kunaka, Schoolari Tulinaka Matunga Schoolam Gilrutsteinik, Angayok Paitnik, Chalice Hosilutung Supikun, Slaughterton Tony Chalin Royas is Rita.
You think you should that the board of directors should go to the schools and.
Yeah, I think some leaders within the corporation somehow should work out. I think that's one thing they could do.
Yeah, I think we're going to go to corporation at Chiuli State. School of Angayo Kit, Katok Sutang, Kanroy Sutang Supiko, and Sok Sutang Tony, Pinroya Silrit, Mana Upusmanam Tukato.
Again, let me point out that these corporations are in a very unique position, and there is no other corporation to look to for direction in this area, and I think it's something that corporations have to look to and come up with their own solution. The other point I'd like to talk to is the 1971 enrollment. I find it interesting up there at the school. In our school system from K through 12, we have approximately 207 students. According to the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, 109 of them are non-native. All the Head Start children and the preschool children in this village, according to this act, are considered non-native. My own two children, born of a Yupik mother, are considered non-native. By this act, these children are denied the heritage that the act was passed with the express purpose of saving and guaranteeing. I think this is contrary to the intent of the act, and I'm quite concerned about the fact that these Native students, or these Native children, are denied any voice not only in the preservation of the past, but also in the determination of the future. I ask that...
How many students altogether did you say?
We're about 207 right now.
207.
And approximately 109 of them are under non-shareholders. And my, you know, how it can be done, I don't know, but I feel that the only way that these people can take full part in their heritage and in the determination of their future is somehow to become equal within these corporations to the people that are already in them. And that, I thank you for listening.
Tamponi kan ktuk cooperation at kung magutsilis ngut matungtungin nun na sa lihok ka kahit na kaisuk ko alat ng kayo kulir alat ng samak ka ang kasuot matum sa lihok ka ng sa li ng puhtiyak ka ut kaisuk ko pa ka alat ng kuk asil ram sa lihok ka mukhlat nasko ko kay nakasikot. Tasukani ka umka sali asilif kana ni kanhtok. What tau ho mai
right now the enrollment is 200.
What pita lo tung 200 tak chip suku 200 matrundun tak chip suku school lagat mai am tasini lrit. Tasukok ka yevri lo ki matun pi 109 students ki suki. Matumun corporation, Celeste Corporation, the name of corporation, ila routes chiganatum. Im kochitun hook, ayo kutta kutta mix norat, asokchi madrastum. A skinsu hook is nakoni madru hook, yupem kuranak sutk, tagam hook, yupuskumayak sukhin tagam. Dort noch ni asoch simal rasn ko ayo ko ta ko ke khnak ta ko tali ta si mani pek chip ko mix ngorat dort tali ayo ayo ko tai kai su ko ko tin ko ta ma ko ta ilak si chu nak sak su na khut mat tu ma tung ngi nam na cha tu ne mo tun im ko tun ko ni sheikh tun ko ayo ko tun.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. Thank you. There were two other students whose names I had, Natalia Lamont and Darlene Johnson. If they are here, I think it would be a good time now to hear from them.
Hello, I'm Darren Johnson, and I'm representing part of the 7th grade class. We feel that our younger brothers and sisters should be able and to be part of the Celeste Corporation because they are natives like we are. We should not sell our stocks because we will lose control of our corporation and land.
Nakawani Darlene Johnson Kanachtuk. She represents Darlene, part of the Imkut 7th grade Ilakchuk, Ilakatsi. Saitakumyokhtkut Kingunrit Pia Ilatung. Kiyokritung Bakkaryakhtini what tell us the corporation now on 1971 Naklugal Ilauk Kunrilata Sinumuyugwani Ilaut Saita Nunamuknuk Ayokuti Muknuk to Tamarizik Sunaku Tali Makut Tumakhtung Sharon Corporation Natkun Tundakkav Kunaki Taiwa Tun Kunung Tamarizik Hamung Saita Muknuk Nunat Muknuk to Tawat.
I'm Natalia Lamont and I'm representing part of the Amanak 7th grade class. The 7th graders feel that the native shareholders should not be able to sell their shares when 1991 comes. The 7th graders also feel that the natives born after 1971 should become shareholders of the corporations.
Natalia Lamont. Yeah. When I saw the Natalia Lamont, Charlie, who go on 8th grade, 7th grade, and in Lausanne, Italy, Nakitran Pamani. Saturday, in then Tabakhuki, Umyokhtkut, Magut King on 1971, King on Yokhtkut, shareholder of Kayakhti in Lutum. Saturday, Todd Biskumayakhtuki. Tell it in Khuduki, what Sharon and two men could Tunis Kanaki, Tamaku Cheho Sheraton Corporation now not alterate. What's this one?
What?
Need. Huh? This one right here? Yeah.
Need.
This one?
When?
Do I? 1991 of Taikan Kiskan. The what you could 7th grade to go Madrid, Umyokhtkut, Tamakut, Yokhtkut, 1970 of King Nani. Should become shareholders. Tamakut. Down King on Yokhtkut, shareholder of Kalutku, said Umyokhtkin, Ilakakakin, Tamak, Ilaskumaluk, Tamak, Umyokhtko.
That round of applause is for all the students and for their teacher and teachers. We have a time now to hear from some other people, and I've put down on my list Paul Manunek of Sheldon Point, Dorothy Kemeroff, Father Astrick, Tony Oliveira, and Martha Agatluck.
I'm back on up here again, Mr. Tom Berger, and I would like to address myself to you and to the people present here in the room, but strongly I'd like to express my feelings toward the children born after 1971. Question has been brought up by one of the natives here in Imanga, right here in this room, but there was no answer given, and it's been brought up time and time again as people talk throughout the evening last night and throughout the day today. And one of the high school students early this morning also stated that she would like to have the children born after 1971 included in this act. And just now we heard two youngsters from the elementary stating their views on this act. I agree with them. We should have the children born 1971 on be included in this act. Now, my question is, these children that were born after 1971 were excluded from the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Were they excluded from the act because the federal government foresaw that lawmaking, decision-making, people foresee that we the natives of Alaska cannot and could not survive this great ordeal of governing our land and our money, which was freely given back from the federal government after it was unjustly sold by the Russians to the federal government for such a small amount of money? And were these children excluded from the act because the federal government knew by 1991 that they would in some way have some knowledge as to how to run our land and money in such a way that we as a tribe governed by our own children, native children, would not lose this land and our money to the oil exporting companies of this world? Andrew.
Akwahuk sikan kasriya kuka tawam huka tayuk matumunat tamah sakay huk pakami makunuk ka do ako 1971 nam king ngok ni yuk ni isuk ni osman ni kuka kunuk skuda ka nuka ap kalahtut makunuk kanut kaksugis makat 1971 nam king ngok na pitkugiya. Kotorugawa yatam aku koni naskol hak atam koni tamatu tamana kanut kuku ila kskomalu kita makut 1971 kingo kuni uktsita ila kskomalu kan khak suru umduk halam umyo mekun tamakut malihtai. Tanahok apit po sa likiyum kiyumak sa ito ka kawagok pak. Apit nim na ako. Makutok ka siin na tingulapot ilakuki mawat klaim sa dalam na akong bisong rin at iyokasatim ko 1971 ng king ngakon. Manakok ang uwi ito umiyokt kasi ni Kotan Pisho ka. Ako kaksasko itamakot. Kasi ako tama na nunabot man na awluk na yukso ko. Ay. King ulamp nun man na kasi ako awluk na yukso ko man na nunabot. Pasukka ang uyaktamatum takut sukan kayamuk. Manan nunawutiuk naluku, tawasutiuk halukum lukuyot kuku.
I would like to further further my speech here. I think we could ask the Congress to enact into law on our behalf, the Native people of Alaska, to include the children born after 1971, so that they can have a better knowledge of what is going on in Settlement Act and work on our behalf, not only on our behalf, but for the coming generations to come.
Dasikani kanhtokka anguyata khona aps kama ya kapchuk ya ka makutilak khuke kingu laputoni yukhut 1971 kingo ke chali asokhu kulit skomaluku matum claim settlement act mayo kutcha totn tagi ngomaluku pikunung sokhutung khlutn rusik khata.
In 1985, when you make your final decision on all of what you have gathered here in these testimonies, we would like to see an answer in regards to 1971 and on, the children that were born after 1971. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. 1995 ami matungtung ng koni kanot tay takusko si 1985 ami matum apitum tatungin ng nasunod ka kagulok skigot magot koni kay sayo kakatagtat ikinaput yuktat 1971 ng king ngok toy toton pital ram ka onakan kito kato.
Thank you, sir. Dorothy Kamaroff.
My name is Dorothy Kamaroff. I'm a shareholder in Imangak Corporation. And my concerns are for the village people. And also, the number one concern is that the economic and the social condition of the native Alaskans, the Yupiks. Right now, most of our young men have no income, no source of income in the villages. And we hear so many people complaining about how we live under Social Security, or how other people in the other states have to support the Native Alaskans, mainly because the entry permit, the fishing entry permit, is closed to the majority of the Native Alaskan male. And I really don't think that's it's fair. I think it's very unfair and unjust. To give only a few of the people, the natives, that income, source of living income, because subsistence life is only used mainly for 3 months out of nine months. And I believe the federal government or federalia should try and do something about, you know, trying to open the entry permit to all natives, males. My number two concern is about the social condition of the people in Alaska, the Yupiks. First of all, we hear about whose responsibility is it to educate our young people about the culture. And there has been some questions and some disagreements on who should teach our young people the native culture and the native language. I believe that the elders and the parents should teach their young children. But after everything happened, you know, to upset our way of life and so many changes that have happened that our elders don't understand, and right now every elder thinks that the young people should get a Western cultural education. But in order to keep our Yupik culture and our sense of identity, I think the Yupik leaders, elders, and the parents should take that responsibility of teaching their young children. But we don't have any source of income. And I believe that the federal government should fund some kind of, should find some way to fund the elders and the parents and aid them in educating their young, because they have lost